Kira being stressed out is being commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. I'm stressed out because we're going to give away a pumpkin right now. And that sounds ridiculous. And it makes me nervous that no one's going to call in to win our pumpkin. But if you want to win a pumpkin, 314-531-9898. It sounds absolutely ridiculous to be giving away a pumpkin, but it's something we do every single year on the Brett Mega Show, and it's because it's more than just a pumpkin. So if you and your family or you know someone who's going through a hard time and you feel like a pumpkin might just be a small gesture to cheer them up, but like, hey, someone's thinking about you, someone cares about you, we will literally go and hand deliver a pumpkin. Something that sounds absolutely ridiculous because my wife and I were 7 years long distance. We were high school sweethearts, and we would constantly talk about starting a family and starting our own family traditions. And one of the things we always talked about was like, we want to start these traditions. And so when we finally got together, we started this thing called Fall Day, where we go get fall in a cup at Starbucks. It is the best thing ever. Alex thinks it's a made-up drink.
Right.
But we go get, it's basically a pumpkin spice latte, like elevated. It's like the best thing. It tastes like gold, like pure gold in your mouth. And then when we make homemade chili, we go to a pumpkin patch like Eckert's, and we watch Hocus Pocus, and we paint the pumpkin or carve the pumpkin. And now that we have kids, we make all these memories together. And so many people can't afford to go to Eckert's. So many people can't escape, or their lives are just so busy they don't just settle down and remember the small attention to detail things. And I think AB even said, Brett, if you showed up my house with a pumpkin, I might be like, what are you doing here? Like, you were even like, as someone who, you know, cares about the show, was like, Brett, how do we elevate this? And we did elevate it this year. We went to Eckert's, picked out these pumpkins for you specifically, and then a school picked them out, actually.
Bowles Elementary from the Rockwood School District. We went with them on their second grade field trip, and we had all the kids sign the pumpkins and write special messages and drawings and pictures to those of you who were going to be giving pumpkins to.
So you're going to get a huge pumpkin. These things, like, Kevin, you had to carry them.
Yes.
How big are these pumpkins?
Kevin?
Pumpkins? No.
Hannah carried them too.
I broke my back carrying these.
So what we did is we found, like, you know, white pumpkins so the kids could write on the little white pumpkins.
So they wrote, like, messages and signed their names. It's awesome.
And they love doing it. And then we got the bigger pumpkins, the bigger orange pumpkins that we had to walk back to the patch to get and bring back.
Oh, my God. I thought we were going to die to get these pumpkins.
Those are some heavy pumpkins.
These kids picked out the biggest pumpkins at Eckert's.
My
arms were on fire.
Yeah, my bag is still hurting from it, but it was so worth it. And it was so special to explain to these second graders what these pumpkins were, what they represented, and how they are going to be helping people in the community. And like Brett said, it's bigger than the pumpkin. It's the message. It's knowing that you're cared for and you're loved for. Everybody goes through different seasons of life. So if you know someone right now who's just kind of going through a tough time, has had a tough year, please call in and we'll try and get them a pumpkin. So they know they're loved and supported.
When you see us driving up with like a pumpkin strapped into shotgun, like with a seatbelt on, you can't help but laugh. And then this feel, this gesture of love and tradition and the holiday season, it kicks it off for my family. So it's basically giving you, my family, one of our most important days for me, my wife, and my kids. It's putting that tradition on your kitchen table or in your backyard for you to paint or carve and to remind yourself during these hard times and the stressful times that someone is thinking about you. And to just settle down and spend that time together as a family, make those memories together, because that is the biggest thing that could heal anything, is love and caring about other, sweetness and kindness. So it sounds absolutely ridiculous, but who wants to win a pumpkin? 314-531-9898. You get two pumpkins, one signed by a bunch of kids with awesome messages, another one that was carried by Hannah Gibbs herself.
Yeah.
What's your story and why do you need a pumpkin? Please, 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 someone take our pumpkin. I know it sounds absolutely silly. Like, you always hear those radio contests, you know, probably across the street, they're probably giving away something really cool if you listen to those other radio stations. Like, all these awesome tickets. Like, listen to the Brett Mega Show. They're giving away pumpkins. But to me, it's more than just a pumpkin. It is my first, and I'm like a family that loves like family traditions. Yes. So it's the first tradition I ever had with my wife, who her and I had 7 years long distance. I remember we used to talk about it all the time. This L-shaped couch We're going to get an L-shaped couch and we're going to watch some shows together. Just those little moments of just being able to enjoy TV. Because like when you're long distance, it's just like, see you on FaceTime and things like that. And we were going to start our own family traditions. And that's when we started Fall Day, where we go to a pumpkin patch. We make homemade chili. We watch Hocus Pocus. We paint and carve pumpkins now with our kids. It's about making those memories together. And the world that we're living is so busy and there's so much happening in our lives that stressed us out. And I know so many people that can't even afford to go to Eckert's. They love Eckert's. They were the ones that provided the pumpkins. We went to Eckert's and these kids picked out the pumpkins for you.
Yeah, they were from Bowles Elementary with the Rockwood School District. They were amazing. We explained to the kids what the pumpkins were, what they meant, and what they're going to mean to all these other people. They loved it. They were a huge part of it. They were carrying pumpkins, too.
They did.
Let me shout out Cooper from Bowles Elementary.
Cooper was strong. I don't know what that kid's eating.
He was lifting up like 40-pound pumpkins, which was like bigger than him, because he wanted to help all of you guys. It was so sweet and amazing.
Lisa, what's going on in your life? Who do you want to give a pumpkin to?
My son.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, back in February, he lost his father, and I just want him to know that other people still think about him.
Is this your husband then too?
Yes.
I love how like you're the most unselfish person. You're like, I'm getting this pumpkin for my son, but you also lost your husband, your partner, your everything.
We did. But yeah, I just want him at 17 to know that, you know, he still has his whole life ahead of him.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa, it's probably hard too to like even get excited for this holiday season because like it happened in February. So this is going to be the first holidays that he and you don't have him there.
Correct. And that's what we'll have to try to fight through.
And so I think for me, that's why these pumpkins matter. Because now for a second, you guys could take a deep breath. You two. Do you want to share his name?
Philip,
you and Philip can like sit down together and feel your husband and his father's presence. Carve
a
pumpkin.
Sorry. My son is Sean.
Oh, Sean. Okay, Sean. Yeah. And you could feel your husband's presence while you paint or carve and just take a second. And I love that he's 17. Like, I think that it'll be cool for a mom and son at 17. Cause like, you know, like you're just busy when you become 17 to take a second and then have a tradition and carve a pumpkin together.
Yeah, he hardly has time anymore.
Well, now you two can have time together. Yeah. This is going to make it so you guys can have time together, spend time together, and talk about your husband, Philip, and some of those memories, and just smile for a second, because I know this holiday season.
That conversation will be so heartwarming, and to know that all these kids and us here at the Brett Mega Show, we love you guys. I want to give you a hug, Lisa. I want to give everybody a hug right now.
We'll be able to do that, Lisa. We're going to hand deliver this pumpkin to you and your son, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to deliver these all week next week on the show. And all week this week, you can win that pumpkin and those experiences, and we'll hand deliver them to you. So tune in tomorrow if you or someone you know is in need of a pick-me-up this holiday season, and we'll hand you a pumpkin. Coming up in 3 minutes, Hannah's wedding speech that you heard all about. How did it go? We'll find out together on Y98 St. Louis.